This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We can correct it, because there's nobody I have more respect for, well, maybe a little bit, but than reporters, than good reporters. It's very important to me, and especially in this position. It's very important. I don't mind bad stories. I can handle a bad story better than anybody, as long as it's true.
Donald Trump, the President of the United States, saying that the media is lying, and there's a lot of fake news. And you just heard there he was talking about he doesn't mind bad stories, just bad reporting. There was a wild press conference with the president earlier in the day in Washington, D.C. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, with Talk Media News, joins us now. Bob, what do you make of that? It was like a whole diatribe on reporters, and reporters asking him 17 times about Russia.
You know, Kate, I did a podcast on a podcast I have tonight just specifically on the press conference. And, you know, some potential things Donald Trump, I think, has to do off this topic, but it's extraordinary. I don't have words to describe, after 42 years in politics, what I watched today. He walked into the Oval Office and said, we're going to do this. It was supposed to be done at a different time, and he went out and did it. He said, I want to defend everything now. But, I mean, it was extraordinary in the sense of aggressiveness, gloves off. It was combat. It was a combat zone in that room of he versus the press and going on and Hillary Clinton and what he was left, a mess. I mean, just but it was extraordinary. I have never in my life, I can't recall, and you've been in this business a while, ever seen a president that combative.
Never. He said the press is out of control. He spent most of the press conference called to announce his new labor secretary nominee, stepping up his arsenal or attacks on the mainstream media and actually debating several members of the press. I'll tell you what, you can't be afraid to take him on if you're in the media and you're covering the White House, because if you're going to stand up, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have to go toe-to-toe with them.
Well, you're correct. And you know, to mention just one network, because I'm looking at it, and if I was involved in management of it, I would say let's take a little bit just different approach and just be aggressive. But, you know, one of the networks constantly complaining, well, he won't take our questions. Well, honestly, so what? I mean, the public in general doesn't care.
Oh, they
don't. One network doesn't do as well as the other, let's face it. So their tactics got to be, I think, is to just continue to confront, you know, with questions where they want to go. But if they get back and forth into this, no, we're not dishonest, no, we're not fake, at the end, as ugly as this was today and extraordinary, Trump doesn't lose on that necessarily. I mean, I know people are going to get mad hearing me say that, but just analyzing this thing, he doesn't necessarily lose on a head-on-head battle with a couple of these networks.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I'm just fascinated by it. I'm like you. I'm just fascinated by this. And I've covered politics for a while, and I've covered sports, and I've covered lots of different people, business people. I've interviewed 12,000 people. I just have never seen anything like it whatsoever. I think, you know, it's, again, for people listening, the one thing you got to give to Trump is, look, he is who he is, and that's it. So if I want to have a press conference and I want to take on the media, I'm going to do it.
He takes the battle directly out to people. I watched the clip of actually coal miners from my home area. In fact, one of my former campaign managers was in the room at the White House today. I saw him with the Coal Association now. And they're there standing with union coal members. He signs a resolution. The union is jumping up and down supporting him. Coal miners are supporting him. And I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, okay, does all this press battle, but if he continues to – make some points on issues, he can do something. He still, I think, as you and I talked last night, I still think they're becoming dysfunctional internally where they've got to correct that. But if these press conferences continue of just being a Trump versus media and media versus Trump deal, and he loses his focus, then I think he's got some problems. He can take a moment. He's got to continue to hit the issues that people care about, their pocketbooks, their daily life, the budget, you know, their work, things like that. He's got to get onto that track.
Yeah, I agree. And so this is it with the, talk about what people care about. Is it the end with this whole legal fight with the revised travel ban, right?
Well, yes. Look, he rolled it out incorrectly. He included green card holders. He shouldn't have done that. He did follow the seven countries that President Obama and the Republicans crafted. He did that. But he went overboard how he rolled it out. If he keeps this just to the detainees, which is what I think he'll do, he doesn't lose on it. Also, there's 100 ways to skin a cat, as they say. And he can just order internally that the vetting process be extremely detailed, and that will accomplish the same thing. I think he wanted the public fight on this to, quote, lose to a liberal court. I think he wanted that, number one. Two, though, I think they didn't do the mechanics to roll it out. They went, overboard. In the end, though, he will win on this because he can vet almost any way he wants to.
Yeah, boy, that's absolutely right. And then you've got Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, saying that Trump and Congress, hey, we're exactly on track with the agenda. We're rolling. So I don't know what you all are complaining about. We're just keep doing what we need to do.
Well, he's going to do that. But Paul Ryan is going to face two battles that literally could put him, next to walking on a razor blade. He's got the health care dilemma, and I mean dilemma. There's a death spiral on Obamacare. They can't just let it die as the ultra-right wants. They can't do that. Millions would be kicked off. Who would pay the bills? They're in the middle of processes for operations. You know the whole scenario. So they know that. But yet, what are they going to replace it with? They don't have all their ducks in order. They got Rand Paul walking out of the meetings in the Senate, disgusted with it all. And then the second thing is 13 appropriation bills this year that's going to be hard for Speaker Ryan, as head of the House, with that kind of majority, to not pass those. That's the balanced budget, initiative. And he's kind of darned, Kate, if he does, or darned if he doesn't, the way he proceeds on. I think those two are big deals. So as far as the agenda, he's going to say what he said because of the disarray in the White House. But there's two issues that he's not going to be able to escape, Donald Trump or not. He's not going to be able to escape those two issues.
Yeah. Other than that, anything else going on in Washington?
Well, they've got a labor secretary and Acosta. How about the Navy SEAL that has now turned him down?
Yes, not really wanting to be a part of what was happening.
Right.
With the chaos.
Like down. Down. I don't. Now, he did say he's going to discuss it with his wife, but they just say he doesn't want any part. He's retired Vice Admiral Bob Harward. Interesting guy. He went to high school in Iran, by the way.
I saw that, but he did turn down that job. Bob Ney, what a pleasure to have you on the show the last couple of shows. We appreciate it. Look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coming up on the flip side, we'll talk about the Navy SEAL, who looks like is pretty much saying no to the national security job. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I don't think they believe it. Well, I guess one of the reasons I'm here today is to tell you the whole Russian thing, that's a ruse. That's a ruse.
It's a ruse. That's the president talking about, of course, as he said, Russia. There were a lot of questions about Russia, and that's happened since what just happened with the National Security Advisor. By the way, the FBI is not going to pursue charges against Michael Flynn on the Russian call. There were a lot of conversations about the possibility of that happening, and the president kept saying, listen, people are not having conversations. There were not conversations about Russia. That was, there's no record of a trip of Michael Flynn in 2015 going to Russia. And I think those questions will swirl around, however, for a while longer. And speaking of that, this ex-Navy SEAL that Bob mentioned moments ago was Trump's choice for national security advisor. He turned down the job offer. He was asked, Trump asked at Vice Admiral Robert Harward earlier in the week to take it, but he declined. And they're still trying to convince him to change his mind. And I guess the deal is he's kind of in conflict with Call of Duty and this dysfunctionality he talks about. And, of course, this job is open because of the reasons I just said. Michael Flynn resigned after it was revealed that he had misled members of the administration about some of the conversations he had with a Russian ambassador in December about U.S. sanctions, which was a no-no. So Harward is close to Defense Secretary James Mattis and served on the National Security Council. He has the goods during the Bush administration. And it was, so he's an obvious choice to go to, but it just, it doesn't look like he's going to, it doesn't look like he's going to do that. It looks like he's watching from afar what's going on and feels like he wants to stay put. But who knows? I mean, you know, maybe enough people around him convince him that this is the way to go. And sticking with all things the president for a second here, there's this new book on the Trump presidency, and the New York Times reports that it's debuting at number 6 on its bestseller list. And in this Sunday's New York Times, David Horowitz's big agenda, President Trump's plan to save America, is going to be the number 6 bestseller for both hardcover nonfiction books and ebook hardcover nonfiction. It was released the week of Trump's inauguration. The book shot to the top of online bestseller lists, including Amazon, rather. And Big Agenda is the first major book to be released on Trump's presidency. It reveals what Horowitz says is Trump's secret plan to radically change America and roll back President Obama's policies in his first 100 days. So a lot of people are saying that it's a great read, that it really does have the predictions about the Trump agenda. And in it, Horowitz claims Trump has a plan to not only jumpstart the economy and defeat radical Islam, but to put the Democratic Party out of business once and for all. Establishment outlets that were under fire, I guess, today from the president, like ABC and CNN and CBS, have been not having any conversations about Horowitz and his new book. He has appeared on Fox Business and C-SPAN and Newsmax and Fox News, and Big Agenda is, by the way, published by Humanix, which also had the number one best-selling book on the campaign trail that was called Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. It's interesting. Horowitz, they've reached out to us, and we are likely to get him possibly next week or in the next couple of days about the book. And, you know, it's all about, okay, where does the information come from? And apparently, for what he's talking about, he's got great backup on that. So interesting that it starts off at number 6. So I would say that's a good jump start for whatever direction you're heading in, certainly. So there is some interest in it, and that I'm sure will ratchet up too, without a doubt. So, you know, it's interesting. While Trump comes forward and says his team is a fine-tuned machine, and there are all these attacks on the administration, I think his press conference really stunned a lot of so-called even political insiders, not expecting for him to do that. Certainly he doesn't have to do that, but I think he wanted to jump in. I think he wanted to jump into the middle of it. I think he wanted to just be out there and have that conversation and with the reporters. So he did that. He jumped out and had the conversation, and where it goes from here will be interesting. And when I say interesting, and I use that word interesting a bunch on the show, I shouldn't say that. I don't use it a lot. But I say follow the bouncing ball. Where it ends up, we're not sure at this point. But the conversations in the last 3 to 4 weeks have been incredible. Conversations that we haven't had at the beginning of a presidency since I've been doing this show. And I've been doing America Tonight or various shows since the Bush administration and then through the Obama administration, but even following that beforehand, you know, following the other presidencies, this is, we do live in, for lack of a non-cliche way to say it, some extraordinary times in watching how this president, who is non-political, not from that background, manages Washington, D.C. Everett in Washington joins us. Hey, Everett.
Hey, I love what Trump did today. You know, American people aren't stupid. We know what's going on with the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and all that and CNN. It's about time he stepped up and told them, hey, where it's at.
But, yeah, I think that was the idea. I'm just going to go out and address it. I'm just going to go out and say this is, you know, ridiculous. And here's boom, 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 boom. And that's it.
Yeah. I got another joke for you, too.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm not too good at telling jokes, but here goes. How many divorced men does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many divorced men does it take to screw in a light bulb? Six.
None. They all lost their houses.
That was a good joke. You told that well. So don't say you're not a good joke. You delivered the punchline. It was perfect.
Must have been all them John Carson reruns I've been watching. I don't watch CNN anymore.
That's okay. The Carson reruns are good. Those jokes are easier to remember. So you get the gold star, Everett, for the night. You might have trumped Dan in Texas with his jokes. That was a good one. I think we can all remember that one. It's like the rope joke that was told last week, and then I retold it. And then I got some people that told me that they retold it. So the rope joke is making its way around America right now. The courtesy of America Tonight and it being repeated, if you will. Hey, coming up on the show, some turmoil in Knickland. Did you hear this story? Charles Oakley, who was a superstar for the New York Knicks in the 90s, was tossed out of the Garden. He's having some problems with the owner. And because of that, he ended up getting handcuffed. The fans, of course, are furious. The team is lousy, and he is one of those kind of iconic guys for them who doesn't live in New York but would go to see the Knicks quite a bit when he was in town. And James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, was not too thrilled with Oakley and his criticisms. And they've had some problems, but it looks like this was more of a problem with a security guard. So the saga of the New York Knicks, the insanity of it all, just continues, mirroring what's happening in Washington. See what I always say? Sports and politics, there's so many similarities between the two. It's uncanny, my friends. So we're going to bounce in that direction next. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Flynn obviously was dealing, so that's one person, but he was dealing as he should have been.
During the election?
No, nobody that I know of.
All right, the Russian question coming up with the Trump presser from the White House. So we roll back to that and we'll move forward down the hardwoods and talk about Charles Oakley in a second here in the situation there. But first, let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Hello, Amy.
I can hear you.
Well, just want to give you an idea of the ambiance and the atmosphere that you have in the National Security Agency since I used to work there.
Yeah, there okay. You go.
And I got to turn you down on my laptop here. Got to turn you. I hear somebody just like.
Okay. Nice.
See, you keep talking on. I can't turn the daggone cell phone down. What button do I have to push? There you go. But I still can hear you. It's not that. Anyway, so it's just like working in a normal office in many ways, Kate, you know. You have your little, you know, partitions, and it's an office situation, and you have your, you have to be, watchful of the way you conduct yourself, because the slightest thing can land you to be blackmailed. So if there's a romance in the office, you know, right there, you know, if one of them is, you know, already engaged or married, problems. If you're making too much money, okay, problems. So everybody is, it's like a normal office, except everybody's walking on eggshells a little bit, okay? And another thing is that it's very PC, just like in normal big corporations, you know, you can't talk about any ethnic groups or any sexual groups, you know, very touchy-feely. They all have EEO offices, you know, and if you get written up for anything, it's bad news because they'll yank your clearance just like that, okay? So I can imagine very easily that for 8 years, there was a very pro-Obama ambiance in these agencies because, you know, a black president, right? Who's going to stand up and say anything like that? Especially if you're working in a government office like that, you know, an intelligence agency. You don't want to sound like you're a traitor or you can't say anything against the commander in chief. Okay?
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, when Trump won, and remember the NSA, okay, is located in Maryland, which is a very, very, very democratic state, okay? And I can imagine that there was a lot of ill feeling towards Trump. And, you know, back when I worked there, it was a lot more difficult to sneak something out than it is today. Because back then, you know, we didn't have, you know, thumb drives and stuff like that. You know, I mean, you could still steal stuff, but it, you know, nowadays you can put on a thumb drive or whatever. But back then, you know, it was analog, you know, and
right.
It was a lot more difficult to take
yep.
something out.
Yep.
And so I would not be surprised if there's a lot of ill feeling in, you know, in these intelligence agencies, because, you know, if you have your headquarters in Maryland or Virginia, which is also voted Democratic this year, as well as last year, and maybe even the year before that, I mean, the last couple of the people hire from the area, you know, they don't, just because it's a national organization doesn't mean that they have to have, you know, somebody from California. You hire from the area around there. So, the office spaces and the people in there, they're not going to be that pro-Trump. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pro-Trump people there because of the military. You have military and civilians mixed, okay?
Right.
In the offices. But I can just see a lot of what they're talking about now, the deep state or the dark state or whatever. You know, a lot of people can, you know, start sending stuff out to WikiLeaks to try and make Trump look bad, like they made this guy Flynn look bad. And that's the situation. It's not like if you're thinking, you know, you see in the movies, you know, everybody's really gung-ho, you know, when you see, you know, some CIA movie there. No,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just like a big corporation.
Like,
you know,
anywhere else,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, very PC. You got to, you know, watch what toes you're stepping on, and you can't really talk about stuff that much in your office. And so, matter of fact, I can see some shouting matches going on now, too,
yeah.
Because with Trump coming in, you know, that's a big sea change. That's 180 degrees that the ship turns around.
Yeah, I agree.
Away,
I
know?
Agree.
And especially, you'll have, you know, people who for 8 years were considering Russia, you know, a high priority. And now, you know, that's the way it is in there. And I tell you, that press conference today, it was like watching Saturday Night Live, but for real. And,
I know.
And it was great. He was just like cleaning the floor with these guys, and some of the reporters were even laughing. I mean, it was so refreshing. It was, you know, like not just a breath of fresh air, but a hurricane of fresh air.
Yeah.
And And that's good for the country. Okay, that's good for the country.
So I agree. Him being there. Yeah. Him being there was so unique, and you're right. I guarantee they'll do a parody of it on Saturday Night Live. Tomas, thanks. I said that to Bob Ney at the top of the show, the former congressman from Ohio, that he and I had said we'd never seen anything like it, and that's the whole idea. This administration is like nothing you've ever seen, so he decides, yeah, I'm going to go do it. I want to address it. I'm tired of it. I don't like it. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to talk to everyone face-to-face, and that's what I said. That absolutely put the reporters right on the spot. You've got to, I'll say you got to man up or woman up. If the President of the United States, whoever it is there, then you got to hurl whatever question you're going to throw at them and not back off of whatever you're writing or whatever you're saying, and then back it up. All right, speaking of backing it up, Charles Oakley is, when he was asked about on getting help, James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, says, oh, he needs help. Charles Oakley says he's not ready to drop his feud with James Dolan. In fact, here's what he said in his own words. No, I don't think that's what he said. He would love to just play music when he walks into the garden. I don't know. Andy, do we have Charles Oakley somewhere in the building? He had something to say about what the situation with James Dolan. Maybe we don't.
He's a control freak. He got everybody in the garden on pins and needles. The other owners know this. That's the bad thing about it. They're going to let this end up happening like something happened to L.A. Clippers. It's that bad. But they won't talk about it. It's that.
He says it's bad because he says Dolan is a racist. He's accusing him of being a racist. And he's saying it's just going to be covered up. And, you know, that's what that's about. So it didn't get necessarily a lot of traction, but there are some conversations about it. And while that's happening, here's what you also have happening. The All-Star Game is this weekend, and the All-Star Game is from New Orleans. And the conversation isn't so much about Oakley, it's more about what's happening with the, you know, what's happening with the game. Other than, oh, in New York they have this problem, and Oakley's saying, I'd rather go to jail than do anything that he tells me to do. But the ticket, what's happening to the ticket prices, I was looking at something today about it, but two dozen of the best basketball players on the planet, of course, are going to be right there in New Orleans during Mardi Gras season, which is huge. Excuse me. For 3 days, I've been to an All-Star weekend, it's pretty wild, but they say that for the cheapest tickets available for the Saturday night deals, $120, which is tied for the lowest price 2 days before an event since Ticket IQ began tracking All-Star games in 2011. The last year, when the All-Star weekend was in Toronto, the cheapest ticket 2 days before All-Star Saturday was $389. So, significant a difference there, but it's for anybody who wants to go see an All-Star player or two or five or ten, boy, that's a good deal. But why the dip in the prices? I don't know. Could it be the controversy? Because New Orleans is fabulous. I mean, I love New Orleans. I do. And I think there's so much to do there. I think the people are great. It's a great destination. I don't think it has to do with the city. I think it has to do maybe the fact that it was originally supposed to take place in Charlotte, North Carolina, but was moved in July because of North Carolina's controversial anti-LGBT law, House Bill 2. When the NBA announced the move to New Orleans in August, the third time in 10 years, the city has been selected to host it, so maybe there was something to do with that. We're going to the movies next on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
But when it comes to our little break where we take a breath with me, from everything that's going on in D.C., although, you know, it's a wind of change, let's put it that way. The winds of change are upon us. So if we were going to the movies, there are a couple of new movies that are out, including one that I have seen a gazillion ads for. They're really pumping this out there, the studio. And it stars Matt Damon. It's called The Great Wall. Take a listen.
We have traveled thousands of miles in search of a weapon more powerful than we've ever known.
Why are you here?
We
came to trade.
You lie. You are thieves.
What was that? There are many things you have not seen.
The Great War is the only barrier keeping the world safe.
Mother of God. What is it they want?
To feed.
They've trained all their lives for this war. Let me fight with you. This is where you chose to die. Good luck with that. Stay and fight. You think they see you as some kind of hero? I fought for greed. And gods. This is the first war I've seen. Fighting.
All right, so it's European mercenaries. They're searching for black powder, and they got in this embroiled in kind of a defense of the Great Wall of China against a horde of crazy, monstrous creatures that we just even can't describe. They're so scary, frightening. Yes. I think this is going to be popular. I really believe that some people are going to go and see the Great Wall. If you don't want to go see the Great Wall, it might be a fun little afternoon deal when it starts to stream maybe 8 months or so from now. I don't know. It looks kind of fun. It's an action deal. I'm on the fence about it because it looks good, but we're seeing the good stuff. I don't know if we get deeper how much we'll like it or not. I enjoy Matt Damon's work, I'll say that, and William Dafoe, and there's some other names certainly that I recognize. And, you know, what Hollywood's doing now is because a lot of the Asian folks in China especially have the money to back some of these films that cost so much. They're involved in the casting, the story, and this is heavy in that direction. And they have a lot of people working on this. There were a lot of writing credits that went out to some pretty famous people like Tony Gilroy, who wrote the screenplay, if you know anything about his books. So because of that, I would say I would give it a chance. I like some of the writers on it. All right, we move to another movie that's getting a lot of play, and it's called A Cure for Wellness.
There is a sickness inside us, rising like the bile that leaves that bitter taste at the back of our throats. It's there in every one of you seated around the table. Only when we know what ails us can we hope to find the cure.
What do you make of that? Clearly he's lost his mind.
Our thoughts exactly.
I'd like you to go to Switzerland and bring Mr. Pembroke back to us.
What we offer here is a process of purification away from the pressures of the modern world.
You plan to take Mr. Pembroke back with you?
Is that a problem?
He's a patient, not a prisoner.
You have the cure?
No. Actually, I was just leaving.
No one ever leaves.
Welcome back, Mr. Lockhart.
Signs of concussion. Depleted immune system. I would like to recommend a treatment.
Think of it as a cleansing of the mind.
as much as the body. Some patients experience visions. Rest assured, it's just the toxins leaving the system.
There's a terrible darkness here.
That was 200 years ago.
This is happening now.
I said no one ever leaves me. What happens to them? I saw the body!
Listen to yourself. You're not a well man.
You're trying to make me think I'm insane.
What happened to me?
All part of the cure.
There is no cure!
Accept the diagnosis, and you will see. It's wonderful here.
Ah, so A Cure for Wellness reminds you of a Leonardo DiCaprio flick, where it's a psychological experiment kind of thing. If I'm trying to wrap my brain around this, Shutter Island, Martin Scorsese's film, and it does remind me a little bit of that from what I've seen of it. And there's eels in this. There's some crazy things going on in this deal. And it's a long movie, 2 hours and 26 minutes. So, pack your patience, rated R, villains, craziness, and kind of a suspense flick would be the best way to put it. And I think it's going to see some eyeballs. All right, and then finally we finish with this fist fight.
I'm sorry, what?
Parking lot. After school. It's on.
Teachers don't bite.
I want everybody to see this.
Hashtag teacher fight. Who else knows about this?
I don't need to be liked. I need to educate.
I just don't know the first thing about fighting.
Make a fist.
Are you serious? This is the 1700s?
Ambo!
Maybe the best thing to do is just run.
I never said nothing about no running. Who's you, Seabiscuit?
Flex? I am flexing.
There's nothing there.
Why don't you just take a punch and then just go down? Play dead like possums do, or anything that's like a pussy animal.
Gamble!
911, what's your emergency?
There's a crazy guy at my high school. He's trying to beat me up.
If you have a problem with a bully, I need you to speak to a teacher.
I am a teacher.
You're gold, man. Now go and take that whooping.
So there you go. Last day of the year. High school English teacher trying his best to keep it together. Lots of pranks. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 32%. I think teenagers would love it. Ice Cube, Tracy Morgan, Christina Hendricks. You get the idea. I don't think it's going to be a big hit at the box office, though. See ya. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.